Monday morning, Mike and Casey.
Well, singer-songwriter Sophie B. Hawkins plays two live concerts, and virtual too, at Ridgefield Playhouse this Sunday at 4 and 7:30 p.m. And not for those who are not far from where she lives in Westport, Connecticut now.
I've played there, and I've had some lovely sold-out shows in my day, and I absolutely love it. I love the whole area, by the way.
So you're in our neck of the woods.
Yeah, and you know I was born here. I went to California for a show, Melissa Etheridge VH1 special, and I didn't come back for 17 years, but I'm finally back.
Oh, we're glad to have you back on the East Coast.
Yeah, me too. I love it.
All right, now you've got this show. In fact, you've got two shows coming up February 21st at Ridgefield, which is my favorite venue. But how is this all going to happen with COVID?
Isn't that crazy? Basically, they're selling only 100 tickets, and it's, an over 500-seat theater. So people will have plenty of room, and they'll come in their mask, and they'll be COVID safe. And then I'll be, you know, far away on stage. I'm excited. It's sort of a celebration. So you say, how are we going to do it? I don't know, but I hope we do it because I'm really, really, my mind is really working on this.
What have you been doing and where have you been doing it?
First of all, we ran off to West Hampton Beach in Long Island, you know, from Brooklyn. That was the first instinct, knee-jerk reaction to this tiny house by the bay. And it was wonderful because nobody was there. And I was with my kids alone in such quietude because it was March 14th when everybody stopped working. And we went there just to be basically safe and adhering the laws of quarantine. And I fell in love with the quiet and the peace and the no people, believe it or not. And so then I said to my kids, man, what if we tried this out? Like, if COVID keeps going, what if we tried being here or in a place like this? And they were game. And then I had the idea of Westport in my head because I met a man in a pool, believe it or not, 2 years ago, and he was so lovely, and his children were so lovely, and I said, where'd they learn to swim so well? And he said, oh, we live in this amazing town called Westport, where there's a country club, and it's only $90 a year, and he started, you know, talking about the schools, and I said, what am I doing? Like, really, everything is such a slap in Brooklyn, everything is so expensive, and I have these two kids, and I'm a single mom, so then I came to look at Westport. And I couldn't believe it. I said, there's no way this place exists. But it does, and it's really nice.
Yeah, it's really nice. Ed Bear lived there.
Yeah, so there you go. So Sophie B., Westport, she's going to travel over to Ridgefield. If you'd like a